Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Liverpool with former Red striker John Dernan. Morning, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, FA Cup draw. Wasn't bad for Liverpool, really. I know they recently met and maybe Liverpool made tough work of it at Anfield, but a home draw is all you can really ask for in the Cup.
Yeah, geez. I mean, come on, Steve. It's all you ask for. It doesn't matter who you play. At home, you've got to fancy yourself the way Liverpool have played at home as well. So, yeah, good draw. And let's hope we go on and win the game.
West Brom will be Liverpool's opponents in the fourth round of the FA Cup. I know the date hasn't been finalised yet. It'll be somewhere between January the 26th and the 30th. Maybe other notable ties there. Yeovil against Manchester United, Derns?
I mean, it's a great draw for them, but you'd think Man United would go on and win that as well. I think, it's how they... Listen, the FA Cup, between me and you, we grew up and it was a fantastic thing to win. Now, I think it's been devalued a bit. People don't play the strongest team, but it's a trophy. And I think, like you said, the deeper you go in the draw, the more chance you've got of winning it. So I think once the teams do get to that deeper stage in the competition, I think the stronger side will definitely start getting played.
Mm. Right, Liverpool making lots of headlines this morning. Still Philip Coutinho all over the papers and the talk about the fee that was paid for him. Coutinho fee claim is false, say Liverpool. So Liverpool have dismissed this idea from Barcelona that they didn't pay as much money as is being reported. So £142 million is the price that's been put out there. Barcelona, I think at some point someone in Barcelona made a comment saying, due to a contractual issue and due to Liverpool's desire, we cannot provide the exact data, but there's been a very significant reduction in price. But Liverpool have quickly come out to say, well, that's not the case, and it is £142 million. Is it good money for Coutinho?
Oh, I mean, I hit on this when it first surfaced. I think even when it was like they were talking 1900 million, you've got to sell them. It's a business at the end of the day. People have come and gone at Liverpool, and it'll happen again. Great player for Liverpool, fantastic. Even better the way when all the speculation came, he still performed, even though we knew he was on his way. I think you've got to sell. When that kind of money gets bantered around, people offering it, I don't care what anyone says, you have to sell, even if it's Liverpool.
Are Liverpool under some pressure to actually do something within this window, or is it absolutely fine to leave things until the summer now?
I think we've probably just about got enough to see us through, whether to keep us in that Champions League place. You never know, we're still in Champions League. We could go on and win it. We can always hope. But, yeah, I think he will have to definitely strength in the summer with I still think we need another defender. I think we need, even though it sounds mad, I think we need an out-and-out goal scorer, another striker. I really do. Because I think Sturridge is definitely, we've said this before, I can't see he's got a future at Liverpool. And yeah, if we are going to spend it, and I think we will, we're going to have to spend it wisely and not waste the money.
What would be more important to you, getting a striker or perhaps a new goalkeeper?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's talking about the new goalkeeper. I think, yeah, it for me, I still think you can persevere with Mignolet for the simple fact is, I think it's been harsh on him, what's been in front of him. I really do. I think the fact that he practically saved us and got in the Champions League for this season, from last season form, I think people will probably say, you're mad thinking that way, but listen, you've got to realise what was in front of him and the mistakes that were made and the pressure that he must have been put on. But yeah, if there's another better goalkeeper out there, you certainly go out and get him. But at the moment, is he one available? I mean, you're talking about goalkeepers available. Is it Butland? He's the only one I would probably think who's probably better than Mignolet. And there's no one else about that we can go and get.
Might be interesting to see how Virgil van Dijk, how quickly he sort of settles in, and whether there's a relationship and an effect on the defence, and particularly the keeper, with Virgil being there.
Well, again, yeah, I think you've bought him for the player he is, and apparently his leadership qualities. So, yeah, I think let's just see if he starts starting that leadership from the back and how people respond to it. You know, I mean, it's funny when someone comes in like that and they're demanding, and you know, they might just get a little bit more out of the people around them. So we'll have to wait and see. But again, hopefully it'll sharpen everyone up, and even the goalkeeper. But at the moment, it looks like the goalkeeper's situation is Milne's out of favour.
Now, that's the dream debut for Virgil van Dijk, isn't it? I would imagine for any player pulling on, whether it be Liverpool, Everton shirt, you just want to make an impact as soon as possible. He probably couldn't believe it at the end of the derby.
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere was absolutely... the noise was fantastic. And when that happened, I think it was a dream come true. And I think everyone, you know, you wish for things like that. That is fairy tale stuff. And it happened to him. And I mean, I haven't heard noises like that since Anfield, basically the new stand and everything, since the old days of the European night.
Yeah, it was a brilliant, brilliant atmosphere. Although maybe the quality of the game wasn't that great. It was intriguing, and there was some feistiness on the pitch, wasn't there? Some great battles going on, but maybe the overall quality wasn't that high. But somehow the atmosphere is the best way of describing it. It was excellent.
Well, I think it disguised the fact that it was a poor game, Steve. I think if you actually watch the football, I think you actually, the way Luke performed, they weren't at the best at all. I think the fact that Van Dijk scored, that was all the headlines. And I think that the quality of the game was lost. I think it was a poor game. In fact, the football and why it was nowhere near what Liverpool have played there at Anfield this season, the quality they've performed. But as a game, it was probably a non-event. It was a good goal by Everton. Sigurdsson's goal, I think, was a great goal. But apart from that, I think the talking points were the flash points.
So straight off the back of that and into a game with Manchester City this weekend, the team that are unbeaten, can Liverpool break their monopoly just into, not monopoly at the top, but can Liverpool sort of break their record as it currently stands?
Well, I think there's two ways you can look at it. See where we are against Man City, how we perform, if we can perform like we can. I mean, let's be honest, if you watch the first 20, 25 minutes of the game at Main, the City, you're going to say Main Road, at the City.
Yeah,
that's like me going back. At City, you'd think there's only going to be one winner. And then that turned out as a 5-0 drumming, obviously sending off chain things, and we missed. You know, it's how we start. And like I've said, if we score first at Anfield against any team, really, we usually go on and win the game. And I think it's all about the start. The longer the game goes on and we don't score against City, I think the more chance of we have losing the game.
Obviously, without Coutinho and Mo Salah having been injured, there's a couple of key players missing there. It's not ideal heading into this fixture.
No, but you look at the stats, and I'm not really... people get lost on stats, but you look at the stats when Coutinho hasn't been in the side, now Liverpool performed, and we've done really well. So, listen, we've definitely got, like I've said, I think we've definitely got more people to carry on and get the results without Coutinho. Obviously, he is going to be a big miss in the long run, but it's all about what we do now, and we kick on to the future. Like I said, he's gone now, and good luck to him, but the show goes on.
Good stuff, Terns. Thank you very much. Speak soon.
Cheers, Steve.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.